Our New Testament reading comes from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13, through chapter 4, verse 3, and then verses 7 through 8. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show that your actions are good with a humble lifestyle that comes from wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, then stop bragging and living in ways that deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good actions, fair and genuine. Those who make peace sow the seeds of justice by their peaceful acts. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, so you commit murder. You covet something and cannot attain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You do not ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is the word of our Lord. The book of James is a short book. It contains just 108 verses. But despite how short it may be, out of those 108 verses, there are 54 imperatives. James gives us 54 direct commands on how we are to live our lives as Christians. This is why the book of James is oftentimes referred to as the concise how-to guide on being a Christian. It is chock full of moral lessons and exhortations. And this is the third week in a row that we have encountered the moral admonishments from James. Over the past couple weeks, our passages in James have varied in topic, ranging from generosity to the taming of our tongue. Over the past couple weeks, you have heard me preach sermons on how as Christians we are to live lives of generosity, to extend generosity at all times and with a smile on our face. Last week, you heard me preach a sermon about James comparing our tongue to a flame of fire, illustrating the damaging effects that our words can have, and emphasizing the importance of being more mindful of our negative thoughts and words. And this morning, as we examine James' admonishments to us once again, we encounter an exhortation to rid ourselves of our prideful and arrogant ways, to put away our jealousy and self-ambition, and instead to live a more humble life. C.S. Lewis once said, "Pride is a spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love or contentment or even common sense." C.S. Lewis, one of the most profound and insightful Christian writers of the 20th century, succinctly captured the damaging effects that pride can have on ourselves and others. In our passage from James this morning, James described pride as the root of all disorder, pointed out how prideful actions are pure wickedness. James was very concerned about the destruction that comes from prideful ways, not only the damaging effects that pride has on individuals, but the damaging effects that it has on entire communities. Ralph Wilson, the founder and owner of the Buffalo Bills, purchased the Bills in 1959 for $25,000. Many people criticized Ralph's purchase of the Bills and thought it was an unwise business venture, especially since the Bills weren't even part of the NFL at the time. When Wilson bought the Bills in 1959, the team became part of the American Football League, not the NFL. The AFL was in direct competition with the NFL, who had already fended off several of their rival leagues. Despite the criticism and scrutiny, Ralph pressed on with his business venture, and we all know the ending to that story. After 56 years of ownership, the Wilson family sold the Bills just this past year for $1.4 billion. That is quite a return on investment. So this morning, I have a short video that I wanted to show you all about Ralph Wilson. Ralph Wilson was a remarkable man, and he does leave behind quite a legacy. His legacy is not just limited to being the founder and owner of the Bills for five decades, or his extreme passion for football. His legacy includes the humble life that he exemplified for others. Ralph Wilson left a lasting impression of what a humble life looks like, not only for the Bills players, but for the businessmen that he worked with. Running back C.J. Spiller described Ralph Wilson as a humble man who treated everyone with respect. In an interview shortly after Wilson's death, Spiller stated that Ralph was one of the most humble guys that he had ever met in his life, describing him as down to earth, and stated that it didn't matter if you were the starting quarterback or the backup. Ralph treated everybody the same. Many of the businessmen Wilson worked with described in the same way and stated that while many of the other NFL team owners were forking out money left and right and spending money hand over fist to have a winning team, Ralph didn't approach the game the same way. Ralph had a more modest approach when it came to spending money on the team. He believed in supporting them emotionally, which is why he would show up at every game and attend the training camps and the practices so that he could show his support and encouragement that way. While many of the other team owners were focused on having the winning team and they were spending exuberant amount of money to do so, Ralph looked outward and he saw how his business venture as the owner of the Buffalo Bills could actually benefit other people in need. So instead of pumping money back into the NFL, Ralph made contributions to many diverse charities in Buffalo and Detroit. From the time he became the owner of the Bills to the time that he died, it's recorded that he gave $11 million to medical institutions and $2 million towards medical research projects and $22 million to other philanthropy projects. And when the Bills sold just this past year for $1.4 billion, that money was earmarked to go to the cities of Detroit and Buffalo. Before Ralph Wilson died, he indicated that all proceeds from the sale of the team would go towards rebuilding dilapidated neighborhoods and helping at-risk youth and assisting single mothers in Buffalo and Detroit. So $700 million will go to each one of those cities. Humility means not focusing on ourselves, but instead shifting our focus outward to include others. Humility means understanding that the pain and needs of other people are just as important as our own. Ralph was a very humble man, and instead of being caught up in the prestige of being a professional football team owner and wanting to be the best and to have the top team in the league, he set aside his selfish ambition. He didn't let pride get in the way of focusing on the needs of other people. Perhaps if Ralph would have been a more prideful man, the Bills would have made it to more Super Bowls. Maybe they would have even won a Super Bowl. But that fame would have only lasted for so long. And instead, Ralph Wilson's bigger legacy, what he was truly about, will have a much greater effect on millions and millions of people. And it will live on in people's hearts for many years to come. In our passage from James this morning, we are encouraged to rid ourselves of our prideful and arrogant ways, to turn away from any sort of jealousy or selfish ambition. And when we do, it makes room in our hearts for other people. It frees us up so that we can reach our arms out to other people who are in need. As I mentioned before, James was very concerned with the destruction that comes from prideful ways, the damaging effects that it has on entire communities. But pride doesn't just harm communities, it causes pain and heartache and embarrassment for individuals as well. Keeping up with this theme of football, I wanted to share a story with you all about Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins is the wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, and he was drafted into the NFL in 2014. Just 21 years of age, he signed a four-year contract that was worth almost $20 million, and he had a 12.8 sign-on bonus. So we have a short clip that we're going to show you about Sammy Watkins.
The most important need for the block was to run down the
Perhaps Samuel let his fame, the pride, whatever else, get to his head, and in those last few yards, you can see his arrogance shine through. He thought that no one could touch him. So as he slowed down to do his victory dance and he stuck his hand up in the air proclaiming that he was number one, the opposing team grabbed his foot and he face planted before he could actually score the touchdown. You can see Sammy's frustration as he slams the football on the ground after being tackled, but imagine his embarrassment. Millions and millions of people watching him as he proudly showboats his way towards the end zone, only to be tackled in the midst of his prideful and arrogant dance. Pride doesn't just harm entire communities. It can cause people pain and heartache and embarrassment as well. This morning, as we conclude our three-week-long encounter with the book of James, may we all take to heart James' admonishment to rid ourselves of any prideful or arrogant ways. May we all put away our jealousy and selfish ambition so that we free ourselves up to help other people in this world, and so that we can spare ourselves any moments of heartache or embarrassment. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.